This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Game.
What time is it? Oh, 7 after the hour. What does that mean? It means it's time for more of the DJV program. Let's get people rolling here. Jennifer Horn is on the air with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our main studio in Washington. I'm in Boston. Jennifer is in Los Angeles. And away we go with another biggie. All right, Jennifer, you're in charge of the biggies.
Well, I have sad news. Can we hit the funeral march, Kara?
Dun, 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 dun.
The sad news is that Kanye West says that he is quitting politics.
No. Yes. Oh,
and
my God.
And he's attacked President Trump in his messages over immigration, saying, I've been used to spread messages. I don't believe it.
Really? Good for him.
So here's the deal. Kanye West on Twitter this week, in an extended Twitter rant, not just a shorty, but an extended one, claimed he was used and he denounced the Blexit movement. The Blexit movement is the black exit from the Democratic Party that was coordinated by Candace Owens at Turning Point USA, who is friends with Kanye West. She asked him to design some of the hats and T-shirts that would be sold for the Blexit movement. Kanye did it happily. He said, my eyes are now wide open and I now realize I've been used to spread messages I don't believe in. I support those who risk their lives to serve and protect us, and I support holding people who misuse their power accountable. So he's been a Trump supporter for the last, I don't know, what, couple weeks, couple months, maybe a couple years. He said he would have voted for him in 2016 if he had voted, but he decided now that he denounced the Blexit movement, saying, excuse me,
yes,
that these immigration orders by the president, or at least the talk of them, are not exactly how he thinks the direction of the country should go. This is why, and this makes me laugh, and I was not one of them. I think Kanye West is Kanye West. I can't tell you that I love him. I can't tell you that I hate him.
His definition is who he is.
But I know, and I'm talking to all of you conservatives. I am one. I'm on your team. But for all of you conservatives who, for the 2 weeks that Kanye West was a Trump supporter, thought that he was the greatest thing ever, and now you're going to denounce him, and you're going to have to say, oh, that Kanye West, he's just an idiot. This is all you have to do. Just say, you know what? I support people's right to say what they want. If he wants to support the president, good for him. If he doesn't, great. Now you're going to have a bunch of people in our business that we love very much and probably that we respect, our colleagues, Dougie, who are going to have to do some better backtracking from their love of Kanye West that they developed like
3 or 4 days
ago.
Having to get the shoe leather out of their mouth. It's your choice to do what you want with, but heavens.
It's so fun. I just think of my own partner. One of my, you know, I do 7,000 shows during the day. And one of my work husbands, not you, Dougie, is my friend Don Dix, who I love so much. But he became
good
a
guy.
Kanye West fan. Not a Kanye West fan before, but he was like, this guy's amazing. Great. I have a feeling today when I talk to him, maybe not so much.
Not so much. All right. Here's something crazy. You heard the story about the bloggers who spent a couple of years of their lives traveling around the world doing a blog, fell off of a cliff at Yosemite and died. Did you hear the story of the couple from India traveling our country, Vishnu Vishwana and Mikanshi Murthy from India? They were living in America. They fell 800 feet at Yosemite and died. According to the National Park Service, this area known as Taft Point has very steep terrain, popular spot for tourists trying to take the perfect selfie. So these people, in their stupidity, how many times has this happened?
Adam they wanted Morris. To. I don't know if people just back up to the edge.
Yeah.
This is it's a beautiful place, but it's a cliff. It doesn't have any fence around it. It's
nope.
You know, you step a little too close, there's nothing to grab onto, and you fall off the edge.
See you later. Adios.
It's not worth it.
Into the
but
line
I guess hindsight is 2020.
They should have been looking at their heinies before they get too close.
Yeah, no kidding. Should have been looking at the hindsight.
All right. Here's a Generation Z report, Kara. This is what Generation Z is the generation after millennials, right?
Mm-hmm.
The youngsters?
Yep.
This is not necessarily good news at all. Young people between the ages of 15 and 21, listen up. Taken to political activism this year. New survey indicates that the state of the nation is to blame for this generation's stress level. Gun violence, sexual assault claims, immigration problems, all over the news. The American Psychological Association has put out their annual stress report. It says that these issues are the main cause of stress among young people in Generation Z. The survey conducted among 3,500 people between the ages of 18 and 30, it looks like, included interviews with 300 teenagers. And when, well, these were the younger ones, were 15, 16, 17. And basically what this does, Jen, is measure attitude and perception, especially when it comes to stress, identifying the leading sources of stress as this, you know, the political activism, state of the nation, gun violence, sexual assault, that sort of thing.
I think 15 to 21-year-olds definitely have different stressors than 15 to 21-year-olds in the past. But to say that they're, because that's what they're trying to say here, right? That the Generation Z has the most mental health problems of any generation. I would love to go back and study what millennials were like when they were 17 to 21 and then what other generations were like. Because isn't that just the time of your life when you're, you know,
yeah, that age, you're trying to figure out who you are.
Yeah.
Your sexual identity, what you want to do with your life, you want to go to college, you want to get a job. It's a crazy time. This is a stupid survey. But it does bring one around.
I think that the modern age provides some stress, some more stress, too. And that is when I was
devices.
A kid, when I was a kid, I got to come home from school. And now other kids don't. If they have devices, if they have Facebook, if they have social media, you know, it sometimes it follows you home. Now, of course, I'm not that old. I had the phone, but I didn't have cell phones. I had my parents watching over me when I was on the phone. So I think that there's, I don't know, I just feel like the stress is a little more adult.
There was more parental supervision, don't you think, in some ways, Jennifer?
I think for some people. I mean, I think that's still familial. I think some families provide more supervision than others, and that probably has been the same throughout our time, throughout history. But I think that it's just that we are so connected.
Yeah.
In
too much.
That there's no way to take that break. I mean, it's why all of us feel so stressed out. It's because now work comes home with us. It used to be during the Mad Men era that you'd work, you'd have 14 martinis at lunch, you'd go back to work, and then you'd go home and your wife would hand you your slippers. And you didn't have to necessarily take work home with you. And now, none of us ever stop. And if we do, then it's like, well, we better post a picture on social media, let people know we're still alive.
So, one of the other stressors is the amount, whether it's real or accurately reported, school shootings and the shootings in general, like the synagogue shooting this past weekend, that kind of stuff. That would increase. Those sort of things didn't go on with the frequency they do now. Because there's so many more angry people and people that come from strange places. They can't get used to living in America, that kind of stuff. The whole business of your mind and body. This is the survey conducted with the Mind Body Health campaign that's going on right now. First year of the survey is asked about gun violence, and that certainly is up there. But it ought to have been a question that was asked before. Gun violence, violence in general, is way up. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder, does this help? Getting a report like this to know what the problems are, or it would be more helpful to take these problems and try to deal with them with the people who are reporting that this is on their mind. I would think that would be more helpful.
Yeah, I don't know. The only thing I can think of doing is maybe training your counselors in a different way to deal with those specific issues.
School counselors.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, my school counselors didn't really do anything except kind of talk to us about college, and that was it, and they barely even did that. So
in my school experience, whether it was teaching or going to school, the guidance counselors were frustrated teachers who didn't want to teach anymore, so they became guidance counselors.
That's a good person to be in that position. I wouldn't, I wouldn't be surprised if it is.
Yeah. In a moment, as long as we're talking about mental health, let's find out what scary movies do to your mind after this.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Admit it, you probably want to eat in a more healthy fashion, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day can be very hard to do. That's why I'm very excited to introduce you to Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, all in a convenient capsule or powder form. Dr. Dennis Black invented Texas Superfood over 20 years ago with one goal in mind, to help you get the all-natural nutrition you need and deserve. Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. Personally, I love knowing that every time I take Texas Superfood, I'm getting 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55, TexasSuperfoods.com/Doug.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros save on tools they rely on to get the job done. Now get up to 35% off select DeWalt power tools and accessories, including the DeWalt 10-tool 20-volt cordless combo kit, now $529. That's $320 off. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. DeWalt offer valid through 11-4. While supplies last, credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply, U.S. only.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 19 after. A new study out aims to help us tackle fear. Study's intro says we have four basic emotions: happiness, sadness, anger, and fear. Fear is there to keep us alive, and it's something that's so inherently part of just being human, we have a kind of dysfunctional relationship with it. If fear is such an important emotion, how do we and why do we go to things that frighten us? Scary movies. Believe it or not, they are confidence builders. Really. An awareness of how your body reacts to fear while watching a horror flick can help you better manage fear in real life. Yeah, I'm going to go watch Halloween to help me manage my fear better. Right. So, we've all had our fear. We have our fears. Some people say, Chuck Curry's a movie guy, he goes to the movies, see these crazy, scary movies, and he comes out in a better mood.
People are so strange. Chuck is
Shockingly, according to the study, horror movies soothe anxiety in people.
Anxiety comes from having... when I would have anxiety attacks, it has too much adrenaline in your body. So when you use the adrenaline at the movie theater, you probably feel better about it, right? Your body feels
better.
Not me.
Nope. I don't want to be.
Doug needs a nap.
Yeah, thank you very much. That was very helpful, Jennifer. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
And change at the hour on the DJV program. Jen Jen, Doug Doug, and Kara. Kara, I can't do that with Kara's name. Game Show Network announcing that Joey Fat One hosting their newest game show called Common Knowledge.
Poor Joey Fat
One.
I know.
From NSYNC. Series set to premiere next year, January 14th. Will air Monday through Friday at 5:30. What is there about him that makes him a good game show? How do they pair these ideas up? Common Knowledge, the game show set to test your everyday knowledge. Things that people ought to know the answers to. Everyday questions. There'll be two teams of three players consisting of family, friends, or co-workers answering the questions. In order to get to the next round, they win $10,000. Can you say a knockoff of Family Feud? That's what this looks
like
to me. You like this idea or you like Family Feud?
I'm into Joey Fatone.
Who is also on Family Feud. So I don't know if he's a producer on this and he's just taking
all
the... Yeah, well, I'm saying on the news show. So I don't know if he's taking all the Family Feud ideas and making a new show out of it or what. But he's got a great announcer voice. I like him on Family Feud.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's a nice guy, I think.
Yeah.
He's good on My Big Fat Greek Wedding. He's good in that.
Well, that's because he's the fat one.
That's
well.
A funny, nice, cool one.
Yeah. NSYNC. Who are some of the other famous members of NSYNC, ladies?
Justin Timberlake. Hello. Lance Bass. And J.C. Chassé. And Chris Kirkpatrick.
Justin Bieber didn't make it. He's too young. Right?
No. He was probably like two when they came
out. Two at the time. By the way, Justin Bieber has cut his hair, and apparently the internet's very happy about that. His fans like his new look. Maybe his wife cut him to clean up his act a little, huh, you think?
You now have 1 degree of separation.
I do.
To Justin Bieber.
How's that? I got a haircut?
Yeah, your friend Stephen Baldwin is his father-in-law.
Oh, that's right, too. Married Haley Baldwin. That's right, yep. Right. Okay, next in the music department, a celebration of the richest celebrities under the age of 30 in England. They seem to all be musicians, Kara, including your pal Harry Styles, Adele, Ed Sheeran, They are the richest celebrities under 30. Annual list published by Heat Magazine. Is it In Heat or just Heat Magazine?
I think it's just Heat.
Ranks Adele as the highest earning celebrity
also,
in the UK.
Adele is still under 30. I feel like she looks
she should
so
be
much
95.
Older.
Yeah, seriously. I know her talent.
She's
yeah.
29 or so. Yeah, getting
her
close.
Career. Yeah, she should be like in retirement.
She's worth close to a couple of hundred million. She made $19 million last year. She's followed in second place by Ed Sheeran, who has a net worth of $119 million. Harry Styles, reportedly the richest member of One Direction after launching his solo career, increasing his fortune to $73 million ahead of the other members. Adele will likely increase her earnings even more. She's expected to release her next album next year. After recently starting work on her fourth record, Ed Sheeran, Kara is set to embark on a massive UK stadium tour. How many of those stadiums are there? Stadium tours?
I imagine there's England? A big one in every city.
Well, that's right. They have
every major.
They don't
yeah, all the big cities across Europe.
Is. Oh, I thought it was just England. No?
No.
It's all across Europe? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, good.
Well, I think so. I don't know.
Learning
I won't be there,
day.
So.
What do you like best about Harry Styles? And you like them both. Why do you like them both?
Because they're good singers, and they're nice and fun, and also Harry Styles is a beautiful person.
I see.
Not the main reason, but it helps.
No. She's in love, Doug. Just
she's got a nice smile on her voice when
hey,
she talks about
can
him. That's sweet.
Can you tell from my voice?
Yes, I can.
Very
tell.
Sappy
yes,
about
can.
It.
Very, very.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania visiting the Pittsburgh synagogue yesterday, where 11 people were shot and killed by a gunman on Saturday, and six others were wounded. Some leaders in the city, as well as protesters who gathered there, were saying that the president shouldn't have been visiting, at least not so soon, and some protesters saying not at all. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway says of that,
I think it's unfortunate people were out there politically protesting with different messages today. That is the First Amendment right, but this president was not about politics today.
She spoke on Fox News. The Justice Department's charging 10 Chinese intelligence officers with hacking to try to steal information on jet engines. A victory parade for the world champion Boston Red Sox steps off at 11 Eastern in Boston, and this is USA Radio News.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
After the hour, crunching the information and the conversation on the DJV show so you'll know what's going on, the facts, you'll have us talking about what we think and maybe some clarifications of things. For example, Jennifer, there's a focus on what people have to say before the election. Next week,
yeah,
elections.
Big focus. Mm-hmm.
James Cromwell, the actor, says, if Democrats are not elected, there will be blood in the streets. Yeah, who? How does he come to that?
And then he
Cromwell
said, that'll do, Pig.
Pig. He's a good actor. I find him to be a good character actor.
Yeah, a little dramatic, clearly.
Yeah, a little.
Because, you know, that's
drama.
A big statement. But
yeah.
I don't know. This whole mob mentality of just, you know, everything is going to be horrible. Look,
right.
I have got news for you. Unless
have
I'm
you?
Totally wrong and, like, totally misfiring. There's going to be no blue wave. There's going to be no red wave. There's going to be no wave at all. There's going to be a few seats picked up by Republicans.
Wave goodbye to a few people.
The House will most likely go to the Democrats, but only by a few seats. And maybe if Republicans vote, they might be able to hold it. It's no doubt the majority will shrink in the House for Republicans. Whether or not they keep control is the question. And probably it will go to the Democrats. But holy smokes, people. Everybody's going to be okay. We're all going to wake up on the day after Election Day, and everybody's going to be fine. There's not going to be blood in the streets. It's okay.
Yeah.
We don't have to do this.
Okay.
Do you like that? This moment I'm giving you your break today.
Thank you.
Clarity and sanity.
And you deserve a break today. All right. Speaking of breaks, I'd like to have a break from Mr. Mueller, who apparently has asked the FBI to investigate some of the women who have made claims. Women were offered money to allegedly have a hoochie coo with him. Is that the claim at the moment? What's the story
That's what he says. So Mueller, I guess, has asked the FBI, or in the past, I don't know how new this is. We don't have a time frame. But he says that there was a scheme against him where his opponents were offering women money to make false claims about him.
Oh, not he was paying them.
Correct.
To have sex, so I get it. Okay.
Right. So he's saying that people were trying to take down his investigation by making these claims.
Okay. Not much.
I didn't just for the record, I hadn't heard anything about Mueller and his, you know, whether or not there were women involved with him. I haven't heard much about him at all lately, to be honest.
No, I was thinking that, too. Apparently, Giuliani has said that the president may have a conversation with Mueller after the midterms. Why would that make a difference?
They've asked him, so I think what they've agreed on, and we haven't gotten the formal, yes, this is what's going to happen, but from the rumblings that I've heard, it seems that Trump is going to most likely do written answers to questions from Mueller. Mm-hmm. And there might be an in-person interview, but it would be very limited in scope as to what they could talk about. But he's going to fill out those questions. Giuliani has said, we have not finished filling them out. We'll do that, but most likely it will be submitted after the midterms. And that's political. They don't want to have the story about President Trump testifying to this investigation under oath, but in writing, as part of the theme for the midterm elections. So they're holding this off on purpose. My thought is they'll probably do it directly after that, because the day after Election Day, you know, we start 2020's presidential election.
Who's going to win? Let's go. Right. Another election. Meanwhile, the comedic actor... entertainer Dave Chappelle, who I actually think is quite funny, says Trump gets too much credit or blame for the problems. So I thought that was kind of interesting, because there is this mania, this focus on blaming Trump for everything, depending on your political swath, the swath that you cut. Chappelle, I can't imagine, is much of a Trump supporter, but what was the occasion? Why would he have said something like that? Somebody stick a microphone in his face and say, hey, Dave, what do you think of Trump?
Yeah, like, I think his point is that he's trying to write him off, saying that Trump just really isn't all that important, and that he gets too much credit for America's current state of affairs, where he's actually more symptomatic of a bigger thing that's going on in the country. This is actually what I've been saying for a long time. Everybody wants to blame Trump for the tone. Everybody wants to blame Trump for the rhetoric. Everybody wants to blame Trump for the division. What they don't understand is that's why we elected Trump, is because he was the person to shake things up. He was the person to disrupt.
Shake.
Yeah.
Shake,
so
shake,
I think...
shake.
Chappelle's actually making a really good point here, at least because I agree with him. And
it's a good point if you agree with him. Yes.
He and Jon Stewart were being interviewed by Christiane Amanpour on CNN.
What a big
And he said that it wasn't Trump's sole responsibility for America's division. So there you go.
Yeah, I think he's just saying that all of these problems with Russia meddling and our elections, they didn't cause us to feel the way that we feel. We've had a lot of issues in this country for a long time with racism and other stuff like that. And
it's a very mature way of looking at it, Kara. So, speaking of mature, this is Halloween week. Here's the story of a man from Picayune, Mississippi. Picayune. I'm on the air there, I think. Picayune, Mississippi, if I'm on the air there.
No, you're on in Picaloon.
Picaloon, okay.
And they pick you.
Thank you. Anyway, this guy's gone to a costume party last Saturday at a bar and grill called Mutt's. His costume was a KKK outfit, accessorized with the Mississippi flag. Georgia adopted this new flag in 2003 because the old one wasn't cool. Anyway, a photo of the costume and some other things that were kind of disgusting, but this guy showed up on Facebook, so he was asked by the people who own the restaurant to not ever show up. In other words, he's banned. The guy said from the restaurant, hey, they say racism is dead. I don't know that that is true, because I'm looking at a picture of this guy. Do you see it? In the KKK uniform, holding up the flag.
I think people do stupid. I mean, you were talking about the father and his son who dressed up like Hitler for Halloween.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I think sometimes people, either they're idiots or this is how they really feel and they're not ashamed of it at all. And they just do it because they want some.
It's just a costume. It's just a game. It's just, but it's.
Or they think it's funny. That's the other thing, is they misfire and they think it's going to be ironic and funny.
Mm. I guess if people have bad senses of humor. That's what I think.
So I want to sober everybody up a little bit.
Just
story of
drunk.
Nah, this is a story that I only reason I would tell this story, you know, those of you who've been listening to me for a long time, you know how I get and when it comes to tearjerker stuff. And I sometimes think there's a lesson and sometimes it's just a story. This is a story of Jenna Ree Goodbar and her dog Cash. The dog ran out into the street. She ran out to chase him. She got run over. Dog got run over. Buried together this week in the cemetery. The dog and the girl died together, got buried together. She was 12 years old.
I think if there's anything positive that comes out of it, which obviously it's hard to imagine, but I think it just goes to highlight how much people love their animals and how much they mean to them. They'll do anything for them.
Yeah. A tragedy. Father said that she was enamored by the dog, brought it with her wherever she went. And mother says she'll be remembered as a sweet, energetic, dog-loving little girl. So there's a GoFundMe page apparently to pay for her funeral, $15,000, didn't have any money. Mother says she was overwhelmed by people's generosity. Think about it in terms of your own. I mean, look at the pictures of this kid. What a beautiful little kid. Sad. All right. Whatever else is going on around the country, we'll have a little more focus on that after these words.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Hot flashes and night sweats. Many menopausal women get them. These women also face an increased risk of obstructive sleep apnea.
That's when you stop breathing at night, and that is a risk factor for heart disease.
Dr. Stephanie Fabian says sleep apnea has been thought of as a man's disease because symptoms like loud snoring are more noticeable in men. Women's symptoms, insomnia, headache, night sweats, fatigue, depression, and anxiety are often atypical.
Women need to understand that it may not be that they're just sweating at night. They may also have a true sleep disorder.
Dr. Fabian says there is treatment.
The most effective treatment option for hot flashes and night sweats is what we call menopausal hormone therapy or estrogen-based therapy.
And she says obstructive sleep apnea can also be treated, so it's important for women to get the right diagnosis. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
So here's a story that may sound familiar. I used to post to several job boards, only to be overwhelmed with tons of the wrong resumes.
And because there were so many resumes,
it was tough to separate the great candidates from those who weren't the best fit. I mean, it's not easy to find the right person for
my wineries.
My sports medicine business.
Our global PR agencies.
That old process was definitely
not smart. Then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I got qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do. And it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's see what else is going on around the country. A woman accusing American Airlines of stealing $8,000 worth of her belongings from her suitcase. Turned out the only person she had to blame for the mix-up was herself, Anna Knight. Flying into Miami, retrieved her suitcase, or what she thought was her suitcase. She opened it up, and she didn't recognize anything inside. A lot of travel essentials, souvenirs were replaced with other things that didn't make any sense to her. Somebody stole my bag, and apparently she took the wrong bag.
Oh, man. She didn't notice. She was like, someone stole my bag. Someone stole all my stuff.
She was all over social media. I'll never fly with American again.
Usually when I do something that dumb, I realize it right away before I make a stink. But
all my stuff is gone. Yeah, right.
Because you know we've all done that where we're like, this isn't my, what happened here?
Yeah. The future of Campbell's Soup, or at least the brand, is uncertain this week. A report from the company having their shareholder meeting, falling sales. Well, they don't make their soup. They use the cheapest chicken, a lot of salt in it. People are becoming more conscious of that stuff. There's an investor named Daniel Loeb, who's an activist, accusing other board members of mismanagement, ill-conceived strategy, inept execution. He sued Campbell, claiming it misled investors, has demanded that it be sold to a company that knows how to run it. Been around for 149 years, the company has. They say they're confident, many of the board members, about future solutions. This guy is a big investor, but he's not on the board. Experts have said one solution could be taking the company private, free it from investors' demands for growth. Well, that's what investors want. They want to have their money put to work.
Right.
Hello? Yeah. Okay, let's see here. The U.S. and South Korea this week, Jennifer, talking about North Korea denuclearization. Are we getting anywhere here?
I don't know, but I think there's another meeting set up down the road. And, you know, all the indications are that there is some progress being made, but is it enough? And is the ultimate end goal going to be the same for both our country and North Korea?
Well, they are trying. The ultimate end here seems to be to bring an end to the war, the hostilities for 70 years going on the Korean Peninsula. Good goal. 10 before the hour.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Now 53 after the hour, time for a wonderful visit. I look forward to my time and your time with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. There are more pets in America than children. Hooray! When did we pass that milestone, Warren?
I don't know when we passed it, but it's almost double the amount of pets as there are kids.
Really? Fabulous.
70% of households own a pet in the U.S. now.
Really? Fewer crumb grabbers and more dogs. That's what we need.
I
speaking
like
of crumb grabbers.
Crumb grabbers. I like that. What, I can use it from now on.
What's coming crumb around. Grabbers. Yeah. So this is Halloween. And every year we need to spend time, I suppose, sadly, relating to people what they don't need to be doing, what they do to protect their pets. So Halloween pet safety tips. How many do you have?
I have a 10. Let's start with number one. Trick-or-treat candies are not for pets. They're for the kids. Bottom line is, we all know about chocolate, but a lot of people don't know xylitol is in a lot of candies, and xylitol can be very, very dangerous and deadly to pets. So just make sure, what I do every year is I set aside a bowl with pet treats, because some kids in the neighborhood go with their pets and my own dogs. So I have their own little treats with safe treats for the pets. So please don't give your pets any candy, not even the wrappers. I was speaking to a vet the other day that just had to help out a dog who swallowed some wrappers and got stuck in his throat. Never leave your pets out during Halloween. There are some crazy people out there. If you normally have a dog or a cat that goes in the yard, please keep them inside. Also, glow sticks. All these kids are using these glow sticks. You know, when they walk around, it glows at night. They can be very deadly for pets, so be real careful about that.
Pets start chewing on them.
Exactly. And even those, you know, we can talk about the jack-o'-lanterns with candles. Obviously, you don't put candles around where there are dogs. But even those electronic battery-powered candles can be very dangerous. Dogs may chew on them. The battery can make them real sick. Mm-hmm. Also, the other thing that's real important, if your dog or cat does not like to wear a costume, please don't put it on them. That's simple. And make sure your pets have their IDs on. And the other thing that's really important, Doug, and a lot of people forget this, is the normally friendly dog. You know, let's take Daisy or take my dog, the normally friendly dog that loves all the kids in the neighborhood. Remember now, on Halloween night, when they come out tonight, they're going to be knocking on the door. It's not going to be Johnny next door. It might be, I don't know, Elizabeth Warren or Donald Trump at the front door, and the dog's not going to react positively to either one of them, believe me. So the bottom line is you got to be real careful, because these normal kids are going to be dressed.
Pocahontas, maybe dress her up as Pocahontas.
Just common sense goes a long way. Keep your pets inside. It's, you know, also, a lot of people with cats, you know, black cats, every year black cats, I hear the horror stories. In fact, so many rescues and humane societies now will not adopt black cats out to people weeks before or weeks after Halloween, which is a good thing. So keep your pets inside. Have a safe room for them. The door's going to be opening and closing. Keep them away. Give them their own treats. Have a good Halloween. Make it fun for everybody.
So you discourage people from putting dogs and cats in costumes.
Well, that's just
that, should I assume that from? Huh?
I'm not against it. My dog happens to walk around butt naked, but that's just me. Right. The concept is if the dog enjoys being dressed, if the dog enjoys having a costume, that's okay. I have no problem with that. But if you got to struggle to put it on the dog and the dog's not comfortable, a cat's not comfortable, and they can get hurt trying to get out of it and chew on it. So unless they really enjoy it, please. Keep them naked. Keep them naked.
I saw
that's my new bumper sticker.
An online post of these dog and cat Halloween costumes. It looks silly. And then I was remembering my nieces when my sister's daughter used to run the store on my farm. They would take Charlotte and put her in a Halloween costume, tutu. They'd dress her up like a dancer, that kind of stuff. And I remember looking at Charlotte's face once when she had that outfit on. And
that was a question someone asked me last week on the show. Can dogs and cats get embarrassed? And the answer is absolutely they can. Sure.
Yes. Right. Yeah. What other good questions did you have asked of you? Every week for 2 hours over the weekend, Warren's on the air with a pet show, and he gets asked fabulous questions. Everybody's always got a question about their dog and cat. So what was the best question? We should have that as a segment. The best question of the week from the pet show.
I usually do that. I usually post that. This week was kind of interesting. They wanted to know if dogs can tell time.
And what a great question.
My response was simple. Try not feeding them at the time you normally do.
Right.
Or walking them at the time. Yeah, of course they can tell time. They have such a fixation of things that are around them, the sun, the moon, the stars, everything that goes on, the atmosphere. So I believe, honestly, that dogs really, really do understand the concept of telling time. And they're not wearing watches, and they don't know it's 5 o'clock, but they know it's time to eat, time to go out, and time for daddy to come home.
Yeah, right. And very much like that. But then when you leave dogs alone for a long time, I'm told that it doesn't seem like a long time to them. It's just time that way just passes and they don't pay much attention to it.
And I would like to know who knows that. If the dog's alone by himself, how do they know how the dog's reacting? See, I'm an investigative dog. That's what I wanted.
Investigative pet reporter Warren Eckstein here. Check out his pet show, petshow.com, and his line of fabulous vitamins and minerals called Hugs and Kisses at Hugs and
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.